Welcome to the WTF1 Fantasy F1 Show. This week, it's the Miami Grand Prix, and it's only myself and Amber this week, and we're going to be getting into our teams and dissecting, ahead of the Miami Grand Prix, who are the best drivers and team to put into your teams at home to try and win that cash prize that is in our WTF1 League. Amber, is your team ready?
My team is ready, although I'm not backing my team, unfortunately.
Well, you've got to back your team, right, at the end of the day.
I'm really not.
Quickly, before we get into our best picks, we need to shout out the league and who is currently doing well. We've got Soonha, who is winning the WTF1 League, so congratulations to you. They're on 4,758 points. Then Dive Bomb's in second, and Toto Wolf is in third. And the best performing people from the Chinese Grand Prix, Stomp Funk was the best performing driver. Player
with
from the
great
Chinese
name.
Grand Prix. Yeah, 1,008 points. Huge
wow.
amount. Huge amount. So congratulations to you. You've had a fantastic race. Maybe you can keep performing like that to get yourself at the top and try and, you know, fight for that.
I think
that
I need to watch
prize
what they're doing to take some tips and tricks.
You need them because in our league, now we bring it back to the golden helmet. You're doing okay. You've climbed up still.
Well,
you're just not doing as well as I am.
Down, up, down. No. Right, Hayden, you started off very badly and I started off great. And now, unfortunately, we've
All I can say then is beginner's luck. And, you know, it's all about the strategic master plan that you start to just, you know, you just slowly dip a toe into the water and slowly wade your way in. Instead of diving in and not checking for sharks, then you're like, oh, well, we're in a bit of trouble here.
Yeah.
And that's what you did.
You know, I
you
went
sold
in
too many
without
people,
those,
didn't you?
You know, those little armbands to help you float. I went in without them and then realised that I needed them, but I'm stuck out at sea and no one is coming to help me to give me my little armbands.
I mean, scoring points, to be fair, last week at China, I scored 912, you scored 909. So we scored very similar amount of points.
Okay.
I only scored three more points than you.
You are in the league, so currently you're fifth.
Yeah, but if you look at the points, so I'll just tell everyone at home where the points difference. Okay, so we've got Nadia Elf, she's leading the way, 4,455. I'm in fifth place, 4,275. Mm-hmm. You are 4,220. So there's not a lot of points separating. So all it takes is a bit of a blunder from one of my drivers and, you know, all five of your drivers to perform really well and get another 900 points. Mm-hmm. And then you've overtaken me. So it's very close in that area at the moment. But we're going into the Miami Grand Prix this week. Have you had to make any changes going into this race?
Yes. So I've now tried, my strategy going forward is just try and just lock in your driver for as many races as possible, because I keep forgetting to do this and sometimes I just get a bit trigger happy.
You're just going for laziness is what you're like, I'm going to set it up for 5 weeks and then I'm just going to leave it and come back to
it. And just hope for the best. No, so my problem is I kept just bringing in drivers and forgetting to lock them in for, like, you know, more than, I think, two races was all I was doing, one or two. And sometimes there'll be a driver that I don't really want to have, but because I don't have a lot of money on my team, I have to go for that driver. So I'm like, I'm not going to lock in that driver for
five races.
I don't even want them. But that's what's hindering me, because then I'm getting to the next race with a clean slate and I go, oh, I've only got like 40 million to get a whole team and a good constructor as well. So this is where I'm struggling. So
I don't think it's a bad strategy though, only going for 2 to 3 races, because we spoke to Cameron Das a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago, and he said that a good strategy is to buy low, let them build up in value, and then they disappear out of your team. You get that money back, you buy some more drivers at their lowest, and then you build up money. So when you get towards the mid stage of the season, you can get a lot more drivers who are getting those high value points.
Yeah.
And it's a great strategy to sort of take that hit early on and then start running out of the blocks.
Exactly,
it's like real life Formula One, you know.
Wrong.
You're developing the car throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, like McLaren did last year, you come out of the box, you've done that development and you're, you know, scoring podiums and you're on the way up.
That's where I'm going wrong, because I'm trying to go for the top drivers and then obviously I'm losing out on a lot of money. And then I have to keep signing the top drivers each week. And then I go, oh, what do I do? So my team's a bit of a mixture of like maybe one top driver, three bottom end, and maybe one midfielder. But I always go for a Haas. That's my only tip I'll say for anyone. If you go for, I'd say Hulk over Magnussen, put him as your star driver, you're getting loads of points.
Yeah, I think that is the strat. I've done exactly the same thing.
It is the way to go. But then again, you know, we spoke to a few people and they had Ocon getting them some great points.
Yeah, but he only really beats his teammate. I don't think he's got a high chance of scoring points in that Alpine. Whereas Yuki Tsunoda, I think, is another good shout, because up until China, was outperforming his teammate and is the highest scoring driver who are not in those top five teams.
Mm-hmm. But then you kind of want to go for drivers that are in the top 10, because obviously they're getting points, mm-hmm. but then it's difficult.
But then you also want them to beat their teammate, and they cost a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there's a lot of different things at play. So the swaps that I've made are, let's take a look. So for the Chinese Grand Prix, I had Leclerc, Piastri, Hülkenberg, Bottas, Sargeant, and Ferrari were my constructors.
Yep.
So it's changed now.
The Bottas DNF probably hurt you quite a bit, didn't
that
it?
That hurt me a lot. Yeah. I mean, my team went down 1.4 mil in value from everywhere.
Tsunoda DNF in my one. Wasn't good.
Not good at all. I mean, I made a mistake. Was it the race before? Because Logan Sargeant wasn't in the race.
Yeah.
Which race was that actually? That
Australia.
Was it Australia's one? When he wasn't in the race, I still had him in my team.
Okay.
So that really put me back. So now I still have Piastri and Hülkenberg, but I've added in Fernando Alonso.
Yep, good shout.
So he's gone up 0.3. So, you know, he's going up in value.
And I think he's a driver that, you know, apart from maybe the odd two race weekends, is going to beat his teammate across the season.
Exactly.
So it's an easy points win there.
Yeah, he's going to get in the points. Mm-hmm. He's going to make overtakes. He's going to beat his teammate. So, you know, race position's quite nice. Qualifying position's quite good as well. So he's getting me loads of points. So I'm hoping that happens.
Yep.
And I get higher up. But yeah, so the people I've introduced is Fernando Alonso, Kevin Magnussen. So I've got the two Hasses in my team, which I didn't know if that was a mistake or not, because only one of them's obviously going to get like the overtaking or the beating your teammate point.
Yep.
So I thought, is that bad to have a team in your points? But I don't know. We'll see. And then Daniel Ricciardo. So my team's Alonso, Piastri, Hülkenberg, Magnussen and Ricciardo, and my constructors are Ferrari.
Okay. No, I think it's a decent team for sure. Not quite as good as my team.
It was definitely made on how much money I had.
Yeah. My team. So China, I had, so if I have a quick look at this. So Hülkenberg, Verstappen, Zhou, Magnussen, Tsunoda, Red Bull. Now going into
that
Miami.
Seems like a strong team for me.
Is a strong team. Yeah. Scored me a lot of points. Tsunoda was unfortunately with that DNF because Magnussen drove into him. Only got 68 points, whereas was on for probably a decent result. I think the strategy that they put Ricciardo on at the end of that race could have been quite likely that Tsunoda was going to beat him.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this could be good for me here. But sadly, it didn't play out that way. So I've had Verstappen. I've had my five races with him. He's now out. He's locked out. I can't choose him. And Red Bull, locked out. Can't choose them. So I've gone on the basis of, you know, trying to buy low and build up.
Okay.
Carlos Sainz has gone down 0.2 at the moment. Was 26.8 million, cheaper than Leclerc, cheaper than Norris, cheaper than Verstappen, who was 30 million. So, you know, 3 million saved between those two.
Yeah.
And Verstappen's average point scoring over the last eight races is 159. Sainz is 152. So I'm not losing too much, but I'm gaining money. And I also then went for Ferrari as my team. And looking at the teams, Red Bull is 157 points last eight race average. Ferrari is 142. So again, there's a bit of a difference, but it's the second best team and there's a 2.6 million difference and they went down 0.6 because they were like the third best team behind McLaren at China.
And how much money do you have left? Because they seem to be quite good picks.
I've got 9 million still in the bank for me.
That's where I'm really going.
I've got 9.5 million still in the bank. My team value as well right now is 107.5 million. So I have a total value.
You're over like 6 mil above my team.
Yeah, I have a total value of 117 million, which I'm building up for the end of the season.
I can't believe you had the choice to choose Ferrari. I was there like when I didn't have a constructor. Cause I had Red Bull and then I moved on to Mercedes and I was like, oh my gosh, who can I choose? And I think I can't remember who I chose, maybe Williams or something in the meantime, because I couldn't afford any.
Yeah.
That just shows you're doing well, because you still have a lot of money in the bank to make these great picks for your team.
Well, you know, don't mean to brag, but, you know, don't get...
again for the second week
running. Don't get up to fifth for no reason. And then the rest of my team, Nico Hülkenberg, star driver, as you say, he just seems to be excelling at the moment. Yeah. He's in fine form and hopefully that continues. Yuki Tsunoda had a bit of a blip last weekend at China, but hopefully things can get back to normal and he'll be strong. He went down 2 million, so I need to get that back up. He's got one more race with me, so hopefully he has a great performance. Hülkenberg, Tsunoda, Magnussen and Zhou are on their last races for me, so I need them all to have good race weekends so that they gain value And then I have a lot more money to play with when I'm then picking my team for the next race after this. So fingers crossed that happens. But yeah, Yuki Tsunoda, Kevin Magnussen also my team, and Zhou Guanyu. So picking teams that are kind of at the bottom, or drivers that are kind of at the bottom, and you've got my one kind of star driver with Sainz and Ferrari, and we just kind of have to see how that goes. But yeah, I think it's always a bit of a stab in the dark. Everyone other than Hülkenberg and Tsunoda, I feel like, at the moment.
You're just sort of guessing with
Yeah, because sometimes
else.
They can have good races. Sometimes they could be, because it's just so close in that bottom
five.
Well,
this is where I made it confusing when, who was it? Was it Cameron Das that had Lance Stroll as a star driver?
So yes, and then also Lance Sharma, also, I believe.
And it was, you're getting them really good points. So it made me think, like, why is Lance
he's
Stroll?
He's a terrible qualifier. Terrible.
Well, you get qualifying points.
But you get... No, and but you get overtaking points because he's got the better cars. So he just comes back through the field. Unless, of course, he drives through the back of Daniel Ricciardo. Which, we don't
which
talk about.
Which Hayden really doesn't want
yeah,
to
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
It's more that the star driver point where I'm like, am I just going to stick with the Hulkenberg or Magnussen or just stay where the Haas is as my star drivers? Or should I do something else? And I tried to analyse everyone else's, mm-hmm. like, you know, the points that they're getting from their star drivers. But it just seems like Hulk was the perfect one to go for. Minus Lance Stroll.
Yeah.
Because Lance Stroll got way more points than Hulkenberg that week. That's why it made me think, should I bring him into my team and then obviously put him
yeah.
as my star driver?
What's the cutoff price for star drivers? Is it anyone below 20 million?
I presume so.
Can you pick Oscar Piastri?
No.
No. So I guess anyone below 20 million. So Nico Hülkenberg at China would have been your best pick because he was the highest scoring out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ocon was, if I quickly do maths, 8 points, scored 8 points less. Then Albon was 12 points less than Hülkenberg. Then it was Zhou, Gasly, Stroll, Magnussen, Ricciardo, Sargeant, Bottas, Tsunoda.
Mm-hmm.
So Hülkenberg consistently just seems to be the best pick. He's probably got the best last 8 points scored average out of all those drivers.
And he has gone up 1.2 mil, so yep. It is showing that he's doing well. What I find quite surprising is that Perez is 30.1 mil and Max Verstappen is 30.
Yeah, I mean, his last 8 race average is just 2 points below. I guess because he's qualifying a lot better than he was last season, and he is backing up his teammate some races, but other races he's kind of like fifth.
Yeah.
So, but then he works his way back up to second. So where he loses out on the losing to your teammate points, I think he gains back.
He's still getting something. Well, obviously
on the overtakes.
Quali points to a certain extent. Even if he's not doing amazing in quali, mm-hmm. he's still always going to be in Q3.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, he's still going to get some good positions. He's going to get the race positions as well. But that's why I think it's the overtakes he's kind of getting, but not really, because he's always nearer to the top of the grid,
yeah.
then obviously he's not going to get beaten your teammate points. So it surprises me that it's actually quite nice to have Perez on your team. He actually gets you loads of points. I'm thinking, where? How is this possible? But I remember we spoke about for a few weeks that Perez was actually the top performer.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think, do I need Perez in my team? But then he's way more expensive than most drivers I'm going for. So I couldn't afford him anyway.
Yeah, Perez. Yeah, I think one to avoid at the moment. To be fair, I honestly think Verstappen is one to avoid as well. Looking at the price that they cost, mm-hmm.
and they're not bringing a massive difference. Like Leclerc on his 8 race average is 154. Mm-hmm. Max Verstappen's 159. So it's not like a massive difference there, is it?
Like if you bought Lando Norris ahead of last week, right, he would have cost you 26 million. Verstappen was 29 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 million difference. You're saving 3 million there to spend on a better midfield back-end driver. But Lando Norris scored exactly the same points as Max Verstappen.
Mm-hmm.
And Max Verstappen had a perfect weekend, winning sprint, winning main race, getting pole position.
Mm-hmm.
So Lando Norris was also a great pick. So sometimes it's better, and that's why I'm saving money at the moment and I'm trying to build up the team value so I can have a team that involves the likes of Oscar Piastri, mm-hmm. Fernando Alonso, you know, have both of those in my team, potentially even a George Russell, who's at the moment beating his teammate. But they're also scoring. At the moment, you can only really afford one really good driver in the top, a good constructor, because that's important as well, and then the best of the bottom five drivers.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to try and buy low, let it gain back up, So then by the midway stage, end of the season, yeah, you can have a team that consists of Alonso, George Russell, Carlos Sainz or Leclerc, whoever's doing better out of those two.
Yeah.
Oscar Piastri, just because he's getting points in regularly. And then that's going to really benefit you. Whereas if you keep on spending your money or deciding, oh, do you know what, actually, I'm going to just pay to get rid of this driver right now out of his contract because I want this driver, mm-hmm. that's just a waste of money.
You've just got to take that hit. You're going to be in my position where you have no money left and you're just doing anything from what move that you can make. I would say you should avoid Williams, though. Minus Alex Albon, I think Williams as a constructor and Logan Sargeant are not going to be great assets to your team. When I had Logan, he was not bringing me any points, really. It was like 60, 70. Like, it really wasn't a lot at all. Unless you put him as your star driver, but I thought I had better drivers to get a star driver. And then Williams, when we had Shanna on, she wasn't doing great and she had Williams as her constructor. So I don't think
they're
that's the
85 points is their average.
Yeah.
I mean, even Alpine Haas, Racing Bulls, Williams, Kick Sauber, right? They're all under 100 points as their last eight average. If you want to go for a cheaper constructor, Aston Martin would maybe be a better shout because it's 19 million instead of a Red Bull that's 28 or a Ferrari that's 26 or a McLaren that's 26 and they're scoring an average of, this just literally updated just now for me, as the last eight race average. So that's changed now. Alpine and Haas are over 100, so are Racing Bulls, only just. But they're still less than what you would be getting if you were getting a Hulkenberg or a Tsunoda before last race weekend. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can now update you on the last race average for drivers. But yeah, they are... There's not no change there. It was just the constructors
that changed. Would you suggest that it's better to have like a stronger constructor? Would you put more money into your constructor?
I mean,
this is what I can't put my finger on, because I would say don't go for Williams. Like I said, it doesn't bring you a lot. But then if you can't afford to go for the top end teams, is that why people maybe aren't performing as well? Because you could have a great team but a lower constructor. So I'm thinking, do I put more money on my constructor, because Ferrari's about to run out. I've got them for one more race. I'm not gonna have a lot of money. I'm gonna have to buy, most likely it'll be Aston Martin or an RB, depends on how much money I've got. So is it better to go for a higher constructor?
I don't think so. I don't think it matters that much. If you save money on Aston Martin and Mercedes, you then have that 9 million to play with to get some like two drivers who are regular point scorers.
Yeah.
So
and lock them in.
Yeah, and lock them in. So that's fine. That's not a problem. So you buy low, like if Aston Martin, for example, I'd probably say Mercedes is maybe the better one because both Lewis and George should score regular points. Mm-hmm. Whatever position they're in, they should both be in the points as long as they don't have a repeat of Australia. And then that saves you, you know, 9 million to maybe buy Lewis Hamilton as a driver as well as a Carlos Sainz or a Lando Norris that you've got up there, or you buy an Oscar Piastri who's just a little bit more, whichever one out of those two. They're sadly both being beaten by their teammates, but they're scoring regular points and their average points. I mean, Oscar Piastri is 141 for the last eight races and Lewis Hamilton is 126. So, you know, that you save a bit of money, you get less points, maybe 30 less points, but you gain those 30 points by picking an Oscar Piastri. So it can go either way. It's all about which way do you want to play it.
There's too many strategies. I'm even looking at Nadia, who is at the top of the Golden Helmet League. So she's got Piastri, well, this is for the Chinese Grand Prix, so it might have changed now for Miami, but she had Piastri, Hamilton, Russell, Zhou, Ocon, and her constructor was McLaren. To me, naturally, I would never lean towards that team because I think, oh, you know, it's just midfielders and even people from the end of the grid. McLaren are somewhere in the middle as well. I'm not going to go for that.
Yeah.
But clearly, she's doing the right thing.
That's an insane team. I'm like, how have you...
I think that would do well.
What hacks have you put on? Like, how have you put money into your team that you are
There's
able to buy that?
Here.
Piastri, Hamilton and George Russell, three top drivers. So I thought, okay, the constructor's probably lacking. So I scroll down and then it's McLaren and you're like, what are you cooking?
Yeah.
What are you cooking
but then
there?
If you look, Ocon, every single Joe. Person minus Piastri has gone up in value.
Yep.
So she's getting a lot of money and maybe when, you know, she makes these swaps.
I mean, her team value is 111.2 right now. And I don't know if she has anything left over as well. Mm-hmm. So... we better watch out. It's going to be difficult to catch up to Nadia.
I'm really going to change my strategy. Going off what Nadia is doing, what a few other people have done, I think I am just going to go a little bit lower with my drivers and then just see what happens.
Yeah.
not aim high and then have no money.
Yeah, it's not as much of a benefit just getting Max Verstappen because he's winning every race in Red Bull.
Yeah.
Sadly, Grid Rival doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. And they just cost too much. Better off going a little bit further down. Having it's quantity over quality in Grid Rival, I would say. You want more midfield drivers, midfield top end drivers, mm-hmm. over having over, like, the quality that is just Max Verstappen and Red Bull.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. I'm going to see how my team performs this week because I've got mixed strategies. I've got like mm-hmm. one bottom end of three midfielders and maybe one driver at the top end of the grid. If that doesn't work for me, I know where I'm going wrong. I'm going to copy Nadia, basically.
Well, let's hope for the Miami GP that I score well and you don't. Let's get top five before we end up. What's your top five for Miami?
Top five for Miami GP has got to be... Unfortunately, it's not going to go my team's way, but it's going to be Max, Perez.
Yeah.
I don't want to put the two Ferraris, but I think I'm going to have to.
I want you to put the two Ferraris there, please.
Because you're not going to. Oh, Sainz, Leclerc, but that's so boring if it is. And I think I'm going to throw in Fernando Alonso. I would like to see him a little bit higher, but it just depends how the weekend plays out. Because you have a sprint race as well.
Yep.
That might damage some other cars. That might damage some, I don't know, something on the car with the teams. There might be a stinker for a few of them. We might see some crazy races. McLaren might do great. So that's my boring prediction. Yep.
This is going to be a crazy race. Okay. Ferrari are going to win again. Carlos Sainz will win. Followed by Nico Hülkenberg will finally get a podium. then it will be just a Haas team. At home. Both getting a podium. So then Kevin Magnussen, followed by Zhou Guanyu and then Yuki Tsunoda. And I win the week in terms of points. But if you were to put my realistic hat on, I'd be like, fine, okay, Amber, realistic. I'll be boring.
Yeah.
And we'll say Verstappen, Perez, Sainz, Leclerc, and then Norris.
You just spiced it up a little bit with the last one, with P5. We've gone for the same for P4.
It's literally our same predictions every time. The top four are the same. But it's like, who's going to be fifth?
Yeah, which I think, was it for the Chinese Grand Prix? I actually nearly got it correct. And I got them all correct, the top five drivers, but just I think the last two were in the
wrong order. I think we can say every race we've nearly got it correct because it's the same top five. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's just P5. It could be a McLaren. It could be a Mercedes. Or it could be an Aston Martin.
But it's most likely Lando Norris.
No, I'm going to go for Fernando Alonso.
Okay, well, we'll see who comes out on top. Mm-hmm. Well, that is it for this week's WTF1 Fantasy F1 podcast. Thank you very much, Amber, for chatting with me. All things Miami. Hopefully this week your team sucks and my team comes out victorious and I'm at the top of the board.
It's opposite day, so let's just reverse what he said.
Thank you very much to all of you listening at home. Make sure you follow us on whatever audio platform you are listening to us at the moment. And we will see you before the next race, which I believe is Imola. I think is the next one. And we will see you before then where we discuss our next picks. And hopefully I've done amazingly. See you then. Bye-bye.